Welcome to the Holistic Horse Podcast, first one of 2024. My name is Kira Burns, and today I wanted to talk about letting go of past experiences. So this certainly comes up a lot for me, and I know that it comes up a lot for the people I work with and the people I speak to. So it's this idea that we have this past experience, and this can be with horses in general, with ourselves in general, or with a horse in particular. So what I'm going to say applies to all of those scenarios, but the example that I'm going to give in my own life applies to having a particular experience with a horse, one horse. And so the horse that I always use as the example for this is my wonderful, beautiful, amazing, cute, adorable, talented, magnificent junior. And I use him because he was really my dream horse. And I spent, you know, I tell people that I spent a decade looking for him. So from almost as soon as I bought Fox, I instantly wanted something to bring up behind him because I knew how special and amazing Fox was, and I knew that I didn't want to have this huge gap between him and my next kind of good horse. And I spent all this time looking for, you know, this miracle horse that was going to be my next good horse. And it took a lot, and I finally got to this point where, you know, I found Junior. Long story short, we won't go into that because it's not really important, but I found Junior, and he was that. He was so beautiful and happy and all of the things. And then I think in the first probably 2 years of owning him, I fell off him more than all my other horses combined, bar the horse I had as a teenager. I'm not even kidding. I've fallen off this horse in walk. I have fallen like more than once at cross rails. Like, he just, it seemed that, and it wasn't really that often, but it was just compared to how often I fall off in general, it always seemed to be that horse. And he was just so fast, and he never meant to, you know, was never, I mean, I don't really think any horse ever really means to, but he certainly never meant to. It's just that, you know, he happens to be very athletic, and so he would react athletically to things that frightened him or spooked him, and I was not able to sit that. And what kind of happened was that I really lost some trust in him. And it's not that I didn't trust him in his personality. You know, I loved him, I adored him, but it's that I rode him with my body acting as though any minute I was going to get dumped. And so I found myself riding more defensively than I tend to ride. And, you know, my mind can go, you know, it's fine and he's fine and all of the things and I love him and I trust him and rah, rah, rah. But my body was still reacting very much in a way that didn't trust him. And I come across this a lot, you know, it can be a particular horse. It can be a single past experience. It can be a whole range of things, but it's just things that on some level we are holding on to, whether that's a conscious holding on to, whether it's us replaying that memory in our head or replaying that story in our head all the time, or whether, you know, our mind is pretty clear, but our body responds as if the worst is coming, and it's in conjunction with riding, or it's in conjunction with a particular horse. And so this is always my solution to it, and I get a bit of pushback about it, but my solution to that is a forgiveness practice. And people, the pushback that I get is like, oh, but I forgive him, you know, I know that he didn't mean to and whatever. And it's like, yeah, that's great, but we think of forgiveness as, you know, oh, I'm still angry about this thing. You don't ever have to be angry. The point of forgiveness is letting go. It's letting go of that experience. It's letting it go from your mind, letting it go from your body, and having it not affect you. That doesn't mean, oh, I was angry and now I'm not angry anymore. And, you know, we can go into the whole forgiving people doesn't mean that you condone what happened or what they did, but it's literally just like, I'm not I'm going to let go of this so that it's not affecting me anymore. And that's all forgiveness is. That's the whole point of the forgiveness, is just to have it not affect you anymore. And so that's the practice that I want to talk about. So the particular practice that I use, because I find it so powerful, you know, it's easy just to go, oh, well, just let it go. Just don't worry about it. Just don't think about it. It'll be fine. And it's a whole other thing to actually do that. And particularly in my case, yeah, sure, in my mind I could go, oh, it's fine, but my body was still reacting as if it was not fine. My body was still hanging on to that. And so that's where I find this practice useful, because even if it's not, well, even if it is, but even if it's not replaying something over and over in your mind, it's useful even for letting go of that feeling, that memory, that response, that reaction out of your body. And so it doesn't even have to be a conscious thing, and you can still let go of it. So this particular practice is called Ho'oponopono. There's a lot of P's, a lot of N's, and a lot of O's in it. Ho'oponopono. And it's really simple. And for me, I feel a bit ridiculous when I start it every single time. And then every single time it is hugely profound. So it's really simple. It's four phrases. You can say them in whatever order feels right to you. I'm going to give you the order that I usually use, but you can do any order. So you're going to hold that being, that event, that feeling, whatever, whatever it is that's coming up. If you know what it is, if you know who it is, if you're thinking of your particular horse, so in my case, if I'm thinking of Junior, I'm going to hold him in my mind and say, please forgive me. I love you. Thank you. I'm sorry. And again, it may be, I'm sorry. Please forgive me. I love you. Thank you. The second is usually the order that I do it in, but again, it doesn't matter. It's whatever order it comes to you in. And you just say it over and over and over and over. And so usually for me, the first five times I say it, I feel ridiculous. At some point, I usually have a cry while I'm still saying it. And then by the end, I feel just total joy and love and gratitude. And I do it. I do it a lot. And what usually happens when I do it is, so if I use the example of Junior, I've done this with Junior. I'm sorry. Please forgive me. I love you. Thank you. I'll go through it. I'll get to the end. And then I'll realize that, yep, I'm complete on that with Junior. But then I have to do it for myself as well. I have to do it for the part of me that I haven't let go of the fact that she fell off. I haven't let go of the fact that she didn't see it coming. I haven't let go of whatever it was. And I need to also forgive her. So you might be wondering, you know, but why would I say I'm sorry or please forgive me, you know, that my horse bucked me off, for example? And it's not, I'm sorry, please forgive me for the fact that you got bucked off. It's, I'm sorry, please forgive me for hanging on to this. I love you. Thank you. And so I really encourage you to try it. I know you probably feel ridiculous doing it. You can do it inside your head if you want. You can do it with your horse, or you can just do it at home, having the feeling and the thought and the idea of your horse and holding that in your mind while you do it. It really doesn't matter. You can do it in your mind, or you can say it out loud. I always think there's value to saying something out loud. I think it tends to make things much more powerful if we really have put vocalization to it. If we really put sound and vibration into it, I think it makes things a lot more powerful. But whatever, you do you. I don't really mind. It's going to work anyway. And I challenge you to keep going through the part where you might feel like this is ridiculous, it's stupid, it's not going to work. That's great. Doesn't matter. Keep going. And I have yet to have anyone come back to me and say, nah, I felt nothing. Nothing happened. I didn't feel anything. Wasn't worth it. Every single person has come back to me and gone, wow, that was way more powerful than I thought it would be. I'm going to put a caveat here and say that it may not, and it is often not a case of one and done. Often there are layers to these things, and so we might forgive one layer, but then the next layer crops up. That doesn't mean that you didn't do it right. It doesn't mean that it didn't work. It's that, you know, these things are often, yeah, they just have different layers. There's different parts that we need to work on and we need to, you know, forgive and we need to go through. So if you feel it comes up again, that's fine. That's okay. That's going to happen as well. So that is my practice. That's my practice for you. And I will say it almost always then comes back to doing this for yourself as well. Because if you look up Ho'oponopono, it is really a self-forgiveness practice. And so I often find, and this obviously applies to anything, you know, horses or otherwise, but it's like I often find myself trying to forgive a past version of myself. Not trying to forgive, actually forgiving, but allowing myself to forgive a past version of myself. And yeah, I would love to hear if you try it. I'd love to hear how that goes for you. I think it's so powerful. I've seen it do such amazing things. And I think it has been the missing link for so many people I know where they've just not been able to get past this thing that happened with their horse 5 years ago. You know, oh, my horse spooked and I fell off 5 years ago and he hasn't spooked in 5 years, but I'm still hanging on to it. Or maybe he does still spook, you know, 5 years later, but I can now sit it and it's fine, but I'm still hanging on to it. And when we go in with our horses with that guarding and that distance and that concern, we know that it's just not going to be so good. We know that it's not going to be the connection that we want. We know that it's not going to be the joy that we want. And so I think that's where this practice is really, really, really powerful. So I challenge you to try it. I'd love to hear from you. If you do try it, please do let me know. And yeah, good luck. Enjoy. Take some tissues if you need to, if you're like me. So if you want to follow my work, I am at Synergy and Freedom on Facebook and Instagram, synergyandfreedom.com. .com.au, don't go to .com, I don't think it's there. And I'm also, if you do happen to look, or if you don't happen to look anyway, I am trialing a new thing this year. We're going to do a 10-month group mentorship program because for me personally, I'm really feeling the pull for some community, for building a community where there is non-judgment, where questions can be asked freely without, you know, like social media, the idea that you have to say, you know, please be kind at the end of a Facebook post just irritates me if you're asking for advice. So that's what I'm building. I'm building a community where people can ask questions, have them answered by myself, but also by other people. We can learn from others. There's going to be monthly live Zoom calls where I'll teach on all different topics, as well as Q&As in the actual group itself, so that you can ask any of the questions that you might have that aren't, you know, big enough for a private session or whatever, but you just kind of want to get a quick answer to it, or be able to talk it through with someone. That's really what I want to be able to do. So for me personally, I know that one of my weaknesses is getting back to messages and getting back to particularly messages that have questions in them and whatever. I know that it's something I'm not great at. So I'm trying to build something where I can get back to more people, more easily, where I can really be on top of that. Also where I can teach and give as much as possible, but also have the community that I really want in my life as well, and hopefully the community that I think a lot of other people want as well, the one where we can ask for really good advice, really good help, without the judgment, without the 20,000 different opinions that all contradict each other and then arguing and all of those stupid things that I just have no interest in and no energy for. So anyway, if that's something that interests you, it's 10 months. It's until the end of this month, it'll be $120 for the whole 10 months. So $12 a month. It's less than my Audible subscription. And yeah, I'd really love to see you there. So if that's something you're interested in, reach out. You can private message me on those social media platforms, or you can email me kira.burns88@gmail.com. Emails in the show notes, all of those sorts of things. Thank you so much for listening.